Blog Talk Radio.
Digging into the challenge of that breaking of the illusion that came along during the
true. Okay, I can see that, but I've also been hearing a lot about people giving ultimatums. Well, if you're going to say that or do that, well, then this is what I'm going to do. And then it changes again. So it's like a paper tiger, but I've been seeing some of that going on too. I think people want to hold on to their ideals. I think people want to hold on to their ideals often more than they want to actually have the truth revealed, to be honest with you. But that's just human nature.
I understand that.
We're talking about two sides of the same coin here, I think.
Yeah, and sometimes it is, you know, it is sometimes, the truth can set you free sometimes, even though it might be heartbreaking, the truth. So there is, you know, even though, you know, we have our ideals and that's such a great thing, but sometimes just, you know, knowing that since that part is done, that there's something else better out there for you is always good.
Exactly, there's alternatives, let's put it that way. A plan A and a plan B is a good idea.
There you go.
Wow, our queue is completely full.
Wow.
You want to take some callers? Yeah.
How about we do that?
All right, then. All right, who's been on here the longest? Let me take a quick peek. Okay. Area code 780, you're on the air.
Hey, Aphrodite, it's Jay calling. You didn't... Hey.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, how about yourself?
Awesome. If I was any better,
yeah.
I'd be
twins. Pardon me?
I said, if I was any better, I'd be twins.
Yes. So, what's good? We're all squared away with the thing that I had to pay you for, so that's good. That was before, I think it was during Mercury retrograde, I think it was, eh? Huh.
I think it was just an issue because it wouldn't accept the postal code. That's what happened.
Yeah, that's weird. That's weird. So, but anyhow, it's all straight out now.
What can I tell you? You know.
Yeah.
That was good.
So, what can we do for you tonight?
What's going with the planets for romance? Because there's somebody I met, and she's a Gemini. I don't know where exact time is and things like that. No, she's not Gemini. She's a Scorpio. So what's going on with Scorpio for romance, actually?
Did you get her birth information?
Can you give me the first letter of your last name? Because I changed you on my computer before. I had you in as J13, and now I put your last name, and now I can't find you.
J-S. S.
Okay.
Did you get her birth information from her?
No. I'll find out.
Okay, good. That would be a good thing, because right now... your sun is trining Venus, and this week especially, it's really bringing out an interesting aspect to your romance and love. So the timing of this one coming in is pretty impeccable. I happen to like that part of it. You know, the Scorpio energy is a double-edged sword for you. That's what I say. You know, I'd like to see her birth when she was born, because it could either end up in your 11th house or in your 12th house. Your 12th house means you're highly intuitive towards each other, but it also represents your hidden enemy. That can be changed, but that would make it a little bit more challenging of a relationship to understand those dynamics, as opposed to if in your 11th house, then she could be your best friend, which could be really cool too as well. That's really ideally what I'd like to see. But I do like the timing of this, because your romantic situation should be taking off right now. What do you think, Aphrodite?
Well, his Venus is in Taurus, and opposites attract in the zodiac. Your planet of love is in Taurus, Jay, so Scorpio could definitely work for you. Definitely be a lot of attraction there, and most Scorpios have at least one personality planet in Libra and maybe one or two in Sagittarius, depending on what time of the month they're born. So I could see the chart coordinating with you in more than one way. And I agree with Jacqueline that love is in the air. Jupiter right now is forming a beautiful trine to your Mercury in Aries.
Hmm.
Yeah. And it is going to be forming a trine to your Jupiter in Aries in the fifth house of romance in the Edmonton chart, okay? So I'm thinking that you should definitely take a long look at this.
Hmm. Oh, is what do you mean by that?
I would definitely look into it. This is Mercury retrograde. So we don't
right.
want to make assumptions. Okay? We don't want to make judgments without adequate data. Okay? So if you want to know the compatibility, we can do one of two things here. You can talk to her more, or you can get us her birth data.
I like the birth data because it signals everything. I asked a person, another person, she wouldn't give me that my birth, you know, her birth data. So, but it tells a lot actually. So, like
well, some
right
people
away.
Will because they're interested to know too, you know.
Yeah.
Scorpios can go either way because they can conceal things, you know, and it's usually out of their own self-fear or nervousness that Scorpios can. But again here, they also, you know, Scorpio is definitely into astrology, so a lot of times they do, you know, they'll offer it up pretty easily.
Yep.
Well, if you can find out the data, let us know.
I will.
Either way, keep us posted about it, okay?
Sure. Thanks, ladies,
again. It's
always again.
A pleasure talking to you. All right, God bless
yes.
you.
God bless right. you both. Thank you.
All
thanks,
right.
Jacqueline. Thanks, Everdad. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You're such a sweetheart.
Yes.
Ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 828, you're on the air.
Hi, it's Danielle.
Danielle, how you doing, honey?
I'm all right, you guys?
Good.
Excellent. So what's shaking?
What do you guys feel I need to know? I know that, like, last call you said, well, we know I'm unbalanced. What am I, and you said because I'm not focusing my energy, I think that's what you said, but what am I supposed to be focusing my energy on? Because everything I try to do, it, like, destroys my back. And, like, I went hiking yesterday and, you know, I cleaned my, scrubbed my car seat today and, you know, my back hurts. What am I supposed to be doing to focus my energy? Because everything I do just isn't working and I'm still hurting.
Well, my first impression is you're trying too hard. Because both of those things are going to put stress in the lower back. So why would you choose to do things that put stress in the lower back rather than focusing, like, on a good book or on your computer where you can sit balanced and be ergonomically correct? It's not about physical exercise as much as it is about focusing. Okay?
Focusing on what?
On some of your studies, perhaps. I mean, Mercury is in Gemini right now, so it's a great time to review things, get into things, ask more questions, have some of your curiosity satisfied with maybe some of your metaphysical studies.
Well,
have you thought of that?
I'm going to say this about it is that I do think that Aphrodite is right with pushing it a little too much. When I go to do things like going hiking and things like that because I have a back and neck injury, the first thing I do is brace it up. I have braces for my knee and my back, and I have lifts for my shoes and things like this, where I allow something else to help me make the movement. And I move a lot slower. I move like a turtle. I'm not robustly walking down and hiking. And it's because I'm allowing my body to go at its slow and to be compassionate towards it. Again here, I think that Aphrodite is right, that at this point in time, there's a lot of great things that you could grow and expand from by reading and studying at this point in time that would be good for you. But I also think getting a little bit of walking in the fresh air is good. Scrubbing and cleaning, okay, you know, you're really good. That's where I think that you're pushing it is. If you're going to do something like that, do a little bit of it at a time. Don't do a lot of it. Okay? And don't worry about how long it takes you, because here again, I think that's more of what it wants you to focus on, is really growing and expanding and learning how you can work with your body, but also how you can manifest this into a greater place as far as other people being able to deal with their pain as well.
And the other key factor right now is that Venus is in Leo now, sitting on your north node, so it's all about you loving you. Don't allow yourself to be mad at the pain. When your body hurts, it wants you to send it love and support. Whether it's a physical support, like Jacqueline mentioned, or if it's you're just saying to yourself, okay, you're still trying to heal. I'm going to work with you. And but to demonstrate that self-love is very, very important for you over the next month. Okay?
Okay.
So do things that are fun that make you happy. Now, if you like hiking, that's one thing, but you have to be careful because if you're on a place where there's a lot of texture to the terrain, you're going to be jogging back and forth. You're going to be moving the hips quite a bit and the lower back. And, again, you don't want to re-aggravate that area of the body. If you basically were going and walking like in a meadow, maybe you went for a long walk, but it was like a nice soft earth and there wasn't a lot of texture to the terrain, that probably would have been okay. But you might have pushed it to unrealistic limits.
How much longer am I going to be like this? Why can't I do what I want to do when I want to do it?
Well, because your body's saying no. You have to work with your body. You have to love it back.
I don't have any control over what's going on. Why can't I have the control over my own body and do what I want to do with it? Well, everybody else does. Not everybody, but a lot of people do.
Not necessarily true. Again, here, I just give you the for instance of myself. Different people have different limitations, and a lot of it has to do with your issues, okay? Sometimes, and I'll give you a short little story here and try and make it as short as possible about how we have to let things go out of control. A couple months ago, I lost a shoe. Okay? It was my favorite set of shoes that I wear all the time, okay? It disappeared without me knowing. Okay, I had a choice to get angry and mad because it just disappeared, okay? Or I had to look at that because, again, this is my favorite pair of shoe. And, again, we can react to it, you know, of being angry and upset. Why is it, you know, why couldn't it have been any other pair of shoes but that shoe, okay? My favorite pair had to just disappear in the most unusual way. I couldn't even recall where it would have disappeared to. I've never lost another shoe. But it did, okay? And so I chose a different attitude towards it. I said, okay, I'm not happy about it, so I'm going to protest and wear flats until I find this shoe. Well, because I let it go at that point in time and didn't give it a reaction to it besides just simply wearing flat shoes instead of wearing heels, the weird thing was is that I had let it go. Well, 2 months later, this shoe reappeared in the most pure, weirdest place possible. And here again, because of that detachment, because I went with the limitation I had at that point in time of not getting angry, but knowing that there was a greater purpose for it, the short part of the story is that that shoe helped another person heal by finding it. And with that, we never know what pain comes with us allowing us to have lack of control and not try and search things out or try and work harder than what we need to. But know there is a purpose for the things that are causing us harm and pain, and that it will pass and that it will get better. And if you look at it in a different perspective, you'll find a better answer. There's no way you're going to have control over your body at this point in time. You have to live within those limitations and allow it to be those limitations at this time. There's a lot of people who are born with limitations and will die with those same limitations and never have the advantages you've had in your life. So you have to look at it in a different perspective instead of really wanting and desiring that control, because there's a lesson there that the universe is trying to teach you about control and about how you can utilize control and what is not within your.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to keep you in my thoughts and prayers, babe. Okay? I know this is a tough cycle, especially with Mercury retrograde sitting right on your Mars right now. Of course, you're a little angry. I expected that when I saw your phone number come up. But this too will pass. Try and do the things that you enjoy that don't tax your body right now. Get into other things that have more to do with the depth of your spirit, perhaps. Okay?
Okay. Thanks.
All right, love you, girl. Okay.
Love you too. Bye.
Bye-bye. She's just been going on way too long, and it's not like she hasn't tried, you know, going to acupuncturists, chiropractors, swimming. I mean, and that's why sometimes I think she tries a little too hard, but she's thinking that this is going to help, so she's willing to take on the challenge, even if she is in pain. And I have to give her a lot of credit for that, because a lot of people wouldn't. Okay.
Absolutely. You know, in that part of searching it out, that's half the problem right there.
Yep. It's kind of like a double-edged sword. Well, you ready for this one?
Okay.
Area code 916, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello?
Yeah. Yeah, this
Hi.
Is Nancy.
Hi.
Hi,
Nancy.
How are
yeah,
you?
I don't think you have... Oh, I'm doing okay, kind of.
Okay.
I don't think you have my birth data.
Are you 8251?
Oh, yes. Yeah, that's me. Okay, great. Okay.
All right. Born in Los Angeles?
Right, at 10:05 p.m.
Excellent. I've got you.
And where do you live now?
Good. In Sacramento.
Okay. And did you have a question, special question for us tonight?
Yeah, this is terrible, but I was going to ask, do you see anything positive coming up or, you know, kind of holding a carrot in front of me, you know, something to look forward to? Because it seems like right now there's so many obstacles and grief in the family. And just when I think that things are positive, then there's an obstacle again.
Well, I have to say, Venus is definitely going to be, you know, this next month, Venus is transiting over your Sun, your Moon, and Pluto. So there is going to be a shift
yeah.
here. And
nice.
in over the next couple of months that I think are really going to be good. Then it's going to go over your Mercury, and then it's going to go over your South Node, and then it's going to go over Venus. So over the next couple of months, really, I think that this is going to be a healing time. I know that, you know, we're still under the Mercury retrograde, which is
mm-hmm.
challenging you a little bit, but that ends on Friday. So even though you're going to be in the shadows for the next couple of weeks, things look like they're going to start heading after this week in a better direction for you.
Oh, that's a positive thing.
Yeah. And
what do you think,
I think it's important for her to know, too, that what has happened as a result of seeming tragedy is that the people that do love each other and help each other through difficult times have come together. And because you have several very strong planets in Virgo and Mercury is retrograde in Gemini, you have learned more about these people who have been experiencing the same disappointments you have that you probably ever knew. Okay? So some of those relationships are going to become closer, and if they haven't been close, it's going to be a greater understanding. Okay. So it's kind of going to be opening up some things in a new way as far as your philosophy. You're always a very faithful person. You know, you have Pisces rising. So you're the kind of person you do believe in unconditional love and forgiveness. But not everybody can quite do it the way that you can do it. And because of your Leo Sun and Moon being a new moon child, you always let love lead, don't you?
Yes.
Yes. And so because of that, you have been a way shower for those people that are around you as well. Okay? So know that you have done a great job here. Okay? That's all I have to say. That's how it feels to me. So strong, I can't get it out of my mind.
Wow. Well, thank you. Do you see me being an empath? Because I take on everybody's energies, and I just, when they're depressed, my husband's depressed or whatever, it's almost like I feel that way too.
And that's why you need to find a way to create a very soft shield. You know, you need to put a protection around you as far as light, so you can feel it enough to help them, but it doesn't bring you down. Okay? So, and there's all these kinds of prayers for protection you can use and stuff like that. People sometimes use different kinds of rituals. They light candles. You choose it, but do use it. Okay? That's all I'm telling you. say to yourself, okay, I know things are going to be a little bit tough. My husband's got a doctor's appointment tomorrow. I want to be talking to my, you know, my family members who have been so stressed out. And so do some kind of ritual, say your own little prayer of protection, whatever you feel you need, and then go forward, and you're going to find that you don't fall in the soup, okay? You know, you're floating on top, okay? And you can still be kind and empathetic. And that will work out fine. You'll be better for it.
Okay, good, because, yeah, my spiritual journey is the thing that means the most to me.
Oh, absolutely. But see, you have a very codependent chart. You've always walked in and been the hero, haven't you?
Oh, yes.
Guilty as charged. Guilty as charged. I got that pause. Okay. But this is great because, again, with Jupiter in Leo this year, you have been empowered, okay, by the cosmos to put out the extra love and the extra understanding when these things were happening with your family and the people that are close to you. Okay, so you have been definitely divinely guided here in some good ways, okay?
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay.
You have a stellar night.
Oh, I certainly will. Thank you again. Bye-bye.
All right. God bless. Bye. What a sweetheart, huh?
Yeah.
So you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 415, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Jessica from New Jersey.
Hi, Jessica from New Jersey, how are you?
Hi, I'm good, how are you?
Oh, on a scale of 1 to 10, I'm about a 27.
Oh, that's better than me. That's impressive.
I think I have you on here. I have you from New York.
Okay, you might have switched it. I'm in Paramus, New Jersey, but I think it's close enough. It should be okay.
Is it 760?
You were born in New York, though.
I'm sorry?
Were you born in New York?
You were born in New York, though.
Yes, born in New York.
Oh.
Okay.
716, right?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Ah, I have you. Now you're in New Jersey. How do you like it, New Jersey?
It's okay. I'm en route moving to New York City, but I'm just waiting for the time to be right for things to open up. So,
okay,
it hasn't. I haven't taken the plunge yet, or the leap, we'll say.
Okay.
I just wanted to know what was standing out for you. What was standing out to you? Anything like I don't know, going on right now?
I think you should have made the leap about a month ago.
It
what do you think, Jacqueline?
Yeah.
Well, and here again, I think that the Mercury retrograde has held her back. I think she's about ready to make this leap any time now. Again, once Mercury goes direct, because it all of this is going over your Jupiter within the next month, okay?
Yep.
And Venus is just gone over your Moon. It's going to go over your Mercury. So there's a lot of things transitioning as far as, is the reason why you're hesitant is because you're waiting for a job there or something to that extent?
Yeah, because you have to show financial stuff in order to get an apartment. So that has been, I don't want to live with a roommate. So
okay.
I want to be able to, I want to live with myself, and I want to be able to say, hey, I have this job or this money or something or other. Yeah.
Because I feel that the job is tied into it a great deal, and I feel that you're going through a major transition, and here again, I think the timing of that is going to come up any time in the near future, okay? It should be real close here. I would definitely getting everything ready for this whole transition and really looking at what jobs are there and really applying for them, because like Aphrodite just said, 2 weeks, and you should have that job.
Okay, well, that's positive.
It seems to me like the stage has been being set behind the scenes over the last 30 days. The stage has been set. So whatever you've been applying for, whatever you've been looking to as far as, like, employment or whatever, or how you're going to demonstrate your financial ability, it seems like the last 30 days have been all about putting that good fortune together with Jupiter passing over your Saturn. But Mars, planet of action and decision, and the Sun are in Gemini now, and they're going to basically pass over your Jupiter within the next week, and Mercury redirects its orbit, as Jacqueline pointed out, on Friday. So all of these planets in Gemini are going into your sixth house, which means you could have two opportunities with employment. You could have two opportunities as far as a place to live, because with Gemini energy, a lot of times things come in two. It's a sign of the twins. So expect more opportunity, not less, over the next fortnight, because you're hot right now. Do the research, okay?
That's awesome. So thank you for that information. Yeah, I mean, I've been going back and forth between, do I just make this happen and maybe forge some letters or push it or go to a place that I don't necessarily want to be living, or do I just let this unfold naturally? So I've been going with plan B, which is a little bit different way that I'm living my life. So that's that. But I'm 6 weeks out, basically, almost, from my birthday. And I heard somebody mention in passing that was an astrologist that you get the year's lessons over the 6 weeks before your birthday or something. Is that right? I've never heard that before.
It usually happens within the whole year that you learn your lessons. Where are you going to be at your next birthday? Because Jacqueline's an expert on this.
Well, the plan is New York City. The plan is New York City.
You want to take a look at that, Jacqueline?
I'm looking at it, right?
I figured you would be already. I know you.
Okay. Oh, that's great. And I'm gonna so recommend you be there, okay? You know, it does show, and here again, this is a great lesson for you because it puts Uranus in your first house and a T-square with Pluto, Mars, Pluto and Capricorn, Mars and Mercury and Sun and Cancer in your fourth house of the home. What this means is that it's going to be blind. Okay, the downside of that T-square is that you're going to be blind until it's sitting right in front of you. This move, I guarantee you, you know, over the next 6 to 8 weeks, everything's going to be revealed to you. I think your plan B is right on the mark with this because that Cancer energy is right in your fourth house of your home, perfect for the transformation and change. Pluto being in your 10th house, perfect transformation and change for your career. That Venus turns in Leo turns into your sixth house at that point in time. So here again, you've got all these advantages. Unfortunately, the challenge here is having faith, okay, and knowing that the plan that you've made is the right plan. Go with plan B. It should have been plan A, and have that faith and let it go because you won't see it, and then one day it'll be right in front of you. Okay, now I can jump on it and do it, okay?
Yeah.
It's right there. You're right at that edge, so hang in there.
Okay, that's cool, because sometimes I do question it, but overall, you know, because this has been going on for a while. I called you guys before about this, but, yeah, I mean, I've just been, okay, just be patient, believe it's happening, because I know it is. I know I'm not meant to stay where I am, you know, forever. So just to confirm, yes, I do get lessons all year round, but you've never heard that there's, like, a final review 6 weeks before that you've, like, that's incorrect or something?
Well, here with this, you have a transitional stage. I usually call it a month before, okay, because you're finishing up what needed to be done that year, okay? So there are certain things that are, you know, are dangling that are going to annoy you because they want you to finish them up. But you're also, because the planets are merging, okay, it's not that, you know, your birthday stamp, it's done. The planets are transiting. They're moving, okay? So they're moving into these patterns for your birthday. And so you start to feel both sides. It makes it an interesting time in your life because you start to feel the other side of what's coming at you that you're going to have to address this next year. But it's definitely different from the year before.
Mm.
So you have this unusual transition where you have more moving parts than normal going on and more insecurity about decision-making during that period of time.
Oh, isn't that interesting? I've never heard that before. So basically, it makes me think that there's kind of an overlapping, the old energy, the
correct.
New energy. Okay. That's
correct.
Cool. That's really cool. Thank you for sharing that. Yeah.
You're welcome.
All right. I'm good. Have a great evening and a great weekend. Oh, or actually,
you too.
Done with
all
the
right.
Weekend.
God bless.
Well.
Bless you too. Right. Bye-bye.
Bye. The winds of change.
Absolutely.
You ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 860. You're on the air.
Hi, my name is Susan.
Hi, Susan. How are you doing tonight?
Good. How are you?
Excellent.
I'm just wondering, maybe in general, what's coming up for me.
Are you 419-1960?
No, 10-29-58.
Ah, Manchester, Connecticut.
Yeah.
Hey.
I've got 7 Susans on here. I have to find her. Go ahead.
And maybe around finances. I don't know. Just...
Ah, well, you know,
still
that's
live
the beginning.
In Connecticut?
What's that?
You still live in Connecticut?
Yeah.
Okay.
That is
going to
be getting better because we had this Mercury retrograde and Mars and Sun also in Gemini that have been transiting through your first house. Those are going to be going into your second house, which will be nice for you at that point in time. You're going to be in trine with your Chiron to your 10th.
Say that again.
They're in trine with your Chiron, so things are in transition and things are shifting at this point in time.
Okay.
When they start going through your second house or your personal finances, things should start picking up for your money situation.
Okay,
what do you
good.
After that?
Well, I want to say that you have so many planets in Scorpio. What do you do for work?
I'm a purchasing assistant at a college.
Well, you know, you are so psychic that it is unbelievable. It is disarming. Okay?
Yeah.
And it's amazing to me. Now, that being said, with all the Scorpio planets you have in your sixth house, you are very, very good at resource management. Especially at your place of employ. So why aren't you using this for you?
I never thought about it.
Well, it's the same thing. If you look at what you're doing, and you do a great job, okay, for other people, and you apply a new system of organization for yourself, you're going to set yourself free this year. Okay? Some of it has to do with your application process. But I think you're going to have a handle on it right after Saturn goes direct, okay? It's going to go direct in the last couple of degrees of Scorpio. It's backing up out of Sag right now. So what's going to happen in the early Virgo cycle, late August, early September, you are going to have a tremendous handle on this.
Oh, good.
So work your plan, because as Jacqueline
yeah,
pointed out...
Yeah, I think there's
out,
a little fear there, too. I hold
already.
Back a little bit. In energetically, I feel like when I meditate, things happening, and I kind of pull back a little bit. Like I've started to go through wormholes, and it's like, so, yeah, I feel like things are really happening with me, but then I pull back.
Okay, well, I'm just going to try and give you an image here that might help
mm-hmm.
you a little bit with all your Scorpio.
Yeah.
I was in the medical field also for 21 years. Okay? You can't be afraid to look at an open wound, because if you don't look at what you're doing, you can't clean it. Okay?
Yeah.
So if you're in your meditation and you start to get into that space, also call in your higher self to look for a way to make it better.
Okay.
Say, this is a tender spot. So call in your higher self, your inner angel, your light body, and any guardians of light that are around you will assist you in that moment. I mean, we're talking
okay.
instantaneously, Susan. try and use that, because you can be so tuned in. And I would love to see you utilize your gift more just in your daily world. You know, you have a fabulous gift here. You really do.
Okay. I will work on it. This is such an interesting...
I'm so glad you called in.
Yeah, me too. This is a really interesting show.
Well, thank you. Well, keep us posted, okay?
Okay.
All right. God bless.
Thank you.
That's a lot of Scorpio.
Yeah, that is a lot of Scorpio.
Well, you know, I guess so. It gets the job done sometimes.
Yeah.
So you ready for the next
absolutely.
One?
Absolutely. Okay.
Area code 561, you're on the air.
Hello, ladies. It's Charles. How are you tonight?
Hey, Charles!
I tried to reach
you.
Did you get my message?
I did, and I was following you on Facebook, and it looked like you had a full schedule, so I thought I'd try to wait till Sunday night.
Okay.
And I like what you've been posting on Facebook. Maybe you always have, but I've just noticed it recently, and it's really good and really helpful.
Oh, thank you.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, well, Jacqueline's transits, my transits, you know, and what we're up to, what we're doing.
Well, Jacqueline's horoscopes and like I said, the things you post on Facebook. Also, this show has been particularly interesting tonight. From your introduction, which I really can resonate with, and then with some of the other callers, it's amazing how much information I guess some of us really share. So it's really, this is one of the best shows that you've had, in my opinion.
Well,
so,
thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. But now with that in mind, I was trying to get a job, and I was like 100% sure I was going to get it. I worked with nuns during the winter as a volunteer, and they had a job opening that I really wanted, and I interviewed, and I thought everything went well. And at the last minute, they offered it to someone else. And that happened this week. So I've been pretty devastated and feeling a little lost because I don't have anything else really in the burner that I'm aware of at the moment. So I wondered if you could help
me with that. Yeah, they made the decision to go with another person during a Mercury retrograde that may or may not work out for them.
Well, I hate to tell you this, but I've been...
And the other interesting thing that's happening is that Pluto, the planet of empowerment, is retrograding onto your north node also within the next couple of weeks after Mercury redirects.
So what does that mean?
Gemini energy often brings things in twos, okay?
Okay.
Now, you say you only have one thing on your plate. Well, think back a little ways and see if there was something else that you were also interested in that could come back. Because if opportunities come back to you, they could come back to you in twos. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Well, you know, the thing that stood out the most for me in this chart at this time is that the part of fortune, the Arabic part of fortune, is sitting dead on your Jupiter day, okay? Which means that you have a tremendous amount of luck, a great guardian angel, and a great way of expanding and growing during this period of time. And again here, you know, this is a really good time for you. Jupiter is sitting on top of your Mercury, and it's going to pass over your Sun and Pluto here, and you're really going to see a major change. It's just not going to show you ahead of time. I talked to another caller earlier, and I told them, you know, have faith.
Right.
I think everything is working in your direction. And like Aphrodite said, something may come back to you, especially under, you know, since they did this under a Mercury retrograde, that things may change in your favor in one form or another here in the near future.
Well, it's funny you would say that because I kept hoping that something, you know, the woman that got the job I like, so I don't want anything bad to happen to her. But I kept hoping that something would happen that would make her change her mind.
Ah, that she'd get another opportunity. I think that's good thinking. That's very spiritual of you, Charles.
Well, you know, I was really in the dumps, but I made a point of calling her to congratulate her, and she appreciated it. And then I wrote to the nuns, the two nuns that I worked with, and, you know, told them I was very disappointed, but that I would always support them and their mission because I really believe in it. And I got very nice notes back from them. But once again, I was just, you know, I was feeling a little lost this week because it just didn't seem, I wasn't aware of anything out there. And I was really organizing my life around, you know, getting started with this position. So Jacqueline did tell me a few weeks ago that she saw two positions. In fact, Jackie, you said that when I went for my interview. But so far, you're the psychic one because I'm only aware of one.
You never know. That's all
you never
I'm
know.
Trying to say is you never know. It may not have revealed itself yet.
Okay. All right. So all is not lost.
Now, all is not lost. Trust me, we've got some nice planetary hits coming in over the next couple of weeks. Trust the process. Maybe it wouldn't have been the best job for you. And like you said, maybe it won't be the best job for her. Maybe she'll make a new decision. But I would still keep my irons in the fire, and I keep in touch with anybody else that you have been in contact with over the last season to see if anything's cooking there. Because this Mercury retrograde can often bring opportunities from the past back.
Okay. All right. That's why I like hanging out with you girls, because you're full of positive information.
All right. Well, that's great. Well, keep in touch and keep us posted, okay?
I certainly will. Thank you.
All right. God bless.
Bye.
Bye. He's such a cat. He's such a Leo. Oh, my goodness. I love it.
Oh, I know.
So you're ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 954, you're on the air.
Hi, ladies. Hi.
Hi.
Is this Jay?
This is Jay from Miami. Yeah.
This is the other Jay.
This is the other Jay.
How are you?
I am doing a lot better, actually. I'm doing a lot better. Since the last time I spoke with you ladies, you were so very helpful to me. Last time we spoke, I know we talked about relationship issues. I was dealing with a really huge relationship issue with my partner for years, and it started to play out in my family dynamic and my work environment. But now I'm calling in to just take a look at that area. I really want to take this as an opportunity of growth, a period of growth, and to really identify what's going on with me, so that I can make some good choices. I'm just open to whatever you see in that area.
Do you want to start or do you want me to? Well, first, I want to tell you Mercury's retrograding on your Chiron and Gemini in your 12th house. So I really want to acknowledge how you're trying to figure out what the universe is trying to teach you. That is so stellar.
Yeah. Because it's been deep. It's been deep.
It's been very deep. And you're a very independent individual, okay? But Pluto's retrograding your 7th house right now. You can't allow someone else to make the rules, and you can't always make the rules in your relationships. So what you're learning now is to create a new strategy to understand when you have to yield. Okay? I'm not saying that's easy. And, of course, you know, this has never happened before in your lifetime. Pluto has never been in this position of the heavens since the Revolutionary War, okay?
Wow.
So this is a whole new lesson for you, okay? But it's very important because you have to have both your I am and the we are in perspective. And that is what you've just discovered.
Hmm.
What do you think, Jacqueline?
I agree. I was going to go with a different aspect on this than you did, but it's very similar to what you said, because the North Node is passing over your part of fortune in your fourth house of what nurtures you, okay? And it's in Libra. And so there's a rebalancing here as far as what nurtures you and what doesn't nurture you as far as one-to-one relationships. And it's shifting for you to really look at what is your advantage, like Aphrodite said. What is best for you and what is best for us. And standing with that truth at this point in time. Uranus is dead on, well, it's conjunct your Mercury and your Venus at this point in time. So there's a great deal of enlightenment and awakenment for you as far as what romance is about and what works for you. And very spontaneously, because again here it's Aries. You're an Aries sun, Uranus is an Aries. This is happening in a spontaneous situation. So it's being open, really looking and understanding the relationship, the dynamics of this relationship, what nurtures you, and what will nurture the relationship.
Okay.
And to understand that everything's not an emergency. Everything is not an emergency. Okay? Both the Sun and Mars are opposing your natal Uranus in Sag, and that's sixth house. So you have to say to yourself, well, is there something going on here behind the scenes? Is the other person overreacting because of their past? Is there something going on with them medically? Is there some drama they've experienced in their past that they haven't completely healed it at this point? Why is this being revealed to me? See, rather than personalize the issue, go another step. Okay? To find out what lies at the root of the matter, because you don't think it's you. Okay? And you know it's not you.
Right.
So be the helper and be the best friend first often and say, I know you're in a state about this, but let's calm down and talk it out and see what's really going on. Because the voice of reason can save you so much drama. Put the love first.
Okay.
Put the love first and the incident secondary. So I'm concerned that you're so upset. Sit down, talk to me. When you go heart to heart with people, you'll often find all that argument, all that hysteria melts away.
Mm-hmm.
That person may just need in that moment 100% of your attention, and not in an argument, but in a supportive situation. Okay, does that make sense?
Yes, absolutely, yeah. And thank God Venus moved on from Cancer, because that Cancer was kicking my butt. It really was.
I'm a Cancer, and it was kicking my butt. I understand. Okay.
It kicked my butt.
Keep
thank
us
you so much, lady.
God bless you.
I sure
you.
Will. Thank you. Thank you. God bless you.
All right. Bye. What a sweetheart. We have so many awesome people that call us here on the show. It's just amazing.
Oh, we do.
Oh, we probably have time for at least one more. Are you ready?
Okay.
Area code 561, you're on the air.
Jacqueline, Cindy.
It's Cindy.
Hey, yeah, Cindy, how you doing, honey?
I was going to say, Charles, are you there? And I didn't have to.
he's there. You know he's there.
I'm not too sure about the time, but I'll be quick. The first thing I want to say is that if the person I'm talking about is losing it, or if I'm losing it, and I need to know. So the person I talked to you about the last time, co-editor, and you said that she's not a very sincere person. And a couple of days ago, I did my transcribing of minutes to the previous meeting of 3 weeks ago. And she said, oh, that's not right. That's not what we were talking about at all. And I had the minutes, and I knew that it was correct, but she insisted it wasn't. So that's one thing. And another thing is that she said, oh, yeah, yesterday I went to a meeting, and she said, well, where are the minutes for the meeting? And I said, you didn't give me the minutes. And she said, yes, I did. I handed you the minutes. And she did not hand me the minutes. So I don't know whether I should just hang it up or what. Do what? Thank you.
Do you know when her birthday is?
No. Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, I do.
That would really help us.
Sure. Yeah. I think she's May.
Okay.
Oh, gosh. I'm looking for it right now.
Because, you know, no, if she's a Taurus,
I don't think
it's one thing. If she's a Taurus, it's one thing. If she's a Gemini, it's another. If she's born late in May, she could be a Gemini.
No. Gemini, no. I know that.
Okay.
She's a Taurus? Do you think she's a Taurus?
I don't think she's a Taurus. I think she's like maybe a March or April.
Okay.
Okay.
No, I don't have it.
Well, because Mercury's retrograde in Gemini, and it's opposing both your Mars and your Venus in Sagittarius right now, okay, the best thing for you to do in the situation is to be as positive as possible.
Be as what?
Be as positive as possible.
Oh, well, that really brings on a fight.
Well, the thing is that communications are all screwed up right now for a lot of people. And even if her moon is just a Gemini or ascendant, it can be affecting her. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Well, I have to say I agree with this Mercury retrograde and Aphrodite's opposition here. But I also think that this is a matter of caring a little bit less, okay? You're adamant that you know for a fact that she didn't hand you the minutes, okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
Here again, why are you questioning that? It must be something that she has an issue with, and you're taking it personally, okay? And I think the whole lesson for you with this is to not take it personally. So she didn't hand you the minutes, and now she wants them, so now you've got to turn around and have them anyhow, so it's irrelevant. So ask her again, well, I don't have them, so you might as well give them to me, and I can do them then, okay? And not play into this blame game that she's attributing to, okay?
Yeah.
And really just work with it and say, okay, right now I know I'm supposed to be here for a reason, because you can't quit under a Mercury retrograde or else you'll have to go back again and do something else. And so this is the right time for you to leave. So care a little bit less about it and don't make it personal, okay? Like she's attacking your integrity, okay? A physical piece of paper, you know if you would be handed a physical piece of paper, okay?
Exactly right.
As opposed to her, that she's not thinking at that point in time, and miscommunications like this can happen. So, again, my response to you is don't take it so personally.
Yeah. Okay.
You know what I used to say when I worked for somebody that was very difficult? They told me I didn't do something right. I'd say, okay, so what do you want me to do about that right now? I would be very calm, and it would blow over every time.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. All right. Well, we're glad you called in tonight, Cindy.
Thanks again. Thank you. Good luck.
Bye-bye.
Right.
Bye.
Thank you.
We got a minute left, or less than. Give me your phone number.
Okay, they can call me at 772-286-2720. How about you, Aphrodite?
And they can reach me at 540-400-0110. You can find us both on Blog Talk Radio. You can find us both on Facebook as well. Check out my website at www.aphrodite.com if you want more information. If you need Jacqueline, you can't reach her, call me. I'll get you in touch with her. Okay? God bless you all.
Have a good week.
God bless. Bye.